Joining on Zoom, we have John Herdman here with us.
Satya was here yesterday and he said, a year ago I didn't even know who Kanye was. He said, now I certainly do. How much have you seen this kid grow in such a short period of time?
Yeah, it was a really impressive performance, I think, from Isma. It's probably one of the best midfield performances I've ever seen in the time I've been here. That sort of level was up there with Jonathan David, Alfonso Davies, Tejon Buchanan, Kyle Lahren, Eustachios, Ozos. They were all high-level performances, but I thought his was special tonight. That was a real breakout performance for Canada. I thought in the Curaçao match he was very disciplined, professional, but I thought tonight he just turned it up a notch and enjoyed his football.
You never know what a ceiling can be, but where do you see him kind of going?
I think where he wants to, if he can keep his feet on the ground. I mean, the kid's young, he's really young, but he's actually got an old head on his shoulders. I know his mum's a big influencer in his life. Even speaking to him the last few weeks while he's been at Watford, he's had some ups and downs there. Hasn't been easy for him, but he's handled himself really well. And he's an open kid. He always seems to want to learn. Every time he comes into camp, he wants to sit down and look at the clips. I don't want to get too high on people because they tend at that young age, they have their purple patches, but I feel for him, he's got the right temperament to push on, and that's really important at this level.
Neil?
John, you've got the CONCACAF Nations League finals now and the Gold Cup.
Brilliant.
How do you prioritize those? Are you going to be able to get all the players you want for those? And was this the kind of performance you wanted as a stepping stone?
Yeah, I think the... getting to a final prior to the game, we talked about, if you want to be part of CONCACAF's elite, you have to be in these final moments. You've got to get into these big events. It's the first in our history to get to a Nations League final. And I think this group believe they can win it. And why not? So I'd say that's the step they've taken tonight is I think they've shown a level of performance that should give us hope and a lot of belief that we can win that Nations League final. So I'm hoping a lot of Canadians book some time off in June, and what a location, what a destination that is for 7 days, two big games. I think it'll be a hell of a ride for the fans if they turn up. And I think that's the next step for Canada. When we go to these matches, we end up, with 75,000 Mexicans or 70,000 Americans. We'd love to see, the fans come over the border and, fill at least half of that stadium.
Go ahead.
And John, you've spoken in the last couple of weeks about kind of priorities for this quadrennial, and growth is very much part of it, rather than say, breaking everything open and kind of having this wide, new, deeper kind of player pool. But tonight, with Steven suspended and with Atiba on the bench, the outfield 10, the average age was under 24. Like, do you look at it, that team tonight, and particularly the first hour before you started making changes, the age might went up a bit with Diva. Do you look at that and think, look, the next 3 years and kind of particularly?
Yeah, it's exciting. Very exciting group. But we need experiences. We need real experiences. We need proper Tier 1 experiences. We went to a World Cup with one match against a Tier 1 opponent in a decade. We got two friendly windows in September and October, but we got to wait to see who can pay for the team to actually travel and put us up in somewhere. Which team's willing to do that? We have to take control of our destiny. If this team's not playing Tier 1 games, getting Tier 1 matches consistently, we are wasting our time. They have to get those experiences. Because when you come up against a midfield three of Brozovic, Kovacic, and Modric, it's another level. They can find gears, and you have to have those experiences as coaches, as players. So we need that. We need Tier 1 experiences if we're serious about really competing at a World Cup. As an organization, as a country, we've got to get after it. So these next 3 years, those young players, if they're going to play matches like this in CONCACAF week in, week out, it's not helping them. You know, we can build the camaraderie, the team spirit, work on new tactics, change things we do in the preparation. But it's matches against Brazil, matches against France, matches against Croatia, Netherlands, England, Belgium again. You know, those are the games that are going to set us up for real success. And to be honest, that's what the players want. They dream of being a national team player playing against the best in the world. And we've built a reputation now that teams want to play us. So we have to get after that.
We're going to go with you and then Matthew, and then after that we're going to take one question on Zoom and that'll be it.
John, forgive me, recognizing that you just had a dominant performance, but also recognizing that yesterday we talked about being clinical and learning from mistakes and winning. Can you please promise me that Jonathan David takes your next penalty?
I can't promise you anything. I wish I could.
Are you going to name a designated penalty taker, or is it just going to stay?
There's a named designated penalty taker. His name's Jonathan David. But he gave the ball to Kyle Aaron, his teammate, to help him have a hat-trick tonight. The form Kyle's been in, would you expect him to score from 12 yards? You would. And I don't blame Kyle for taking that. I mean, I'm looking on the sideline with one eye going, go on, Johnny, take it. But at the same time, go on, give it to Kyle. You know, two goal scorers in form. But Johnny is there. He's the penalty taker. And if Johnny decides to give the ball to someone, I can live with that. The last time he did, you know, it didn't turn out. But tonight, didn't turn out again. I think in a Nations League final, there's no messing around. There's one man that's going to take that penalty at that time, hat-tricks or no hat-tricks.
Thank you.
John, when you look at Kyle and Laird, when he's in the form he's in, how significant was that move to Valladolid? And when he's on form, what do you see beyond the goals that he scores that you can see how he's playing and what he brings? And how significant is his weekend coming up going to the Bernabeu to play Real Madrid?
Well, he's going to go in on a high. I know that for sure. I think when you look at Kyle, when he came into that World Cup, he'd had like 100 minutes in 4 months. I mean, that's not Kyle Aaron. It wasn't the Kyle Aaron we've seen going through World Cup qualification. You know, we had a number of players that were at a World Cup at that sort of, what I would say, out of real match rhythm, out of that real tier one edge rhythm. But he's at that now. He's in a tier one league scoring goals. And he came into this camp like as fit as I've seen him. And it's, you see it in his pressing intensity. His numbers in the first game were through the roof. His numbers again tonight, his pressing was right there. And I feel like when you have him and Johnny at that sort of physical capacity, we've got a real hard work in front too in CONCACAF. And then when we regain high transitionally, I mean, there are not many teams can live with us. So I think the Kyle Aaron we're seeing now is, you know, a guy that could help us win a Nations League final.
Thank you. Brendan, on Zoom, please go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle's an honest lad, an honest defender. He's a clean sheet mentality first type player. I mean, tonight he's got in on Scott's hamstring, but he put a shift in this week. I think that's what we'd seen from Kyle. He put a real shift in. He's a good teammate, just a real solid Canadian. And I thought his performance, he looked a little bit nervous coming in to start, but who wouldn't? But I just thought he settled in. He settled in. He knew his role. He was killing the channels for us. And he's all in. That's what I have to say about him. All week, he's just been all in. He's brought maximum intensity. And he's actually got quite a big personality as well behind the scenes. He's a good guy, and he's been a good team player, and I think the universe turned to get him his debut tonight. It'll be a moment I think he'll live with him forever.
Awesome, thank you so much. We'll have Atiba coming next.
Thank you.
John.
Thanks.
Thanks, coach. Thank you, John.